Before the break, we were going to be driving across Nevada in an RV to show you dozens of voting addresses that don't actually exist because there are specific rules on YouTube where I can be legally liable if I talk about voter fraud. If I have not seen the fraud.
Said fraud, yes.
So under penalty of perjury, I swear under whatever oath, if I had a Bible, that what we will present to you today is real. We actually had Dave Landau, who's in third chair today. How are you, sir?
Ahoy.
I hate it.
Jeez.
But Dave Landau also did us the courtesy of going to another 10 addresses in Michigan. So we thought rather than do one show in Nevada, we're going to do Michigan, Arizona, Nevada. And I can promise you, under oath, I promise, cross my heart and hope to die, these are all verified addresses, which you will see with the current newspaper that we visited. So I know things are going on with Mike Lindell and Dominion. And the problem is with a lot of these situations going on publicly, I can't confirm a lot of this information.
Yeah.
Everything I'm going to show you today will confirm it.
So, the legwork.
Let's see. And you know where to find me. LieToWithCrider.com/mugclub. If this gets removed, if we get removed for showing you the name, the address, and images and video of the address that does not exist, we've got about 20 for you today. And you could find hundreds of this is just the amount of time that we have. I don't have the time to go to hundreds of thousands of addresses like
Who
these.
Who has the time?
But there are lists of them. Okay, so Dave Lando, you are here. Ahoy, how are you?
Good, how about you, sir?
Terrible. Now, you have a show coming up.
I do, this weekend in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Mm.
Skyline, not the chili.
The place dreams are made of.
Oh, yeah, not the spaghetti chili not that I'm against.
Never look back and say, like, never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be spending a weekend at the Appleton, Wisconsin skyline.
Well, yeah. I remember that was the last thing I told my father before he died.
Right.
I said, I want to play Appleton, Wisconsin.
And he reached out for your hand, and as you reached, he went, and then reached for the nurse.
Yes,
Quarter Black Garrett is here.
Hey, what's up?
I hate
what's going on?
And Gerald A. is here. But before we move on with anything else, it's actually time, of course, we honor our brothers and sisters who matter most, more than us, this month. It is Black History Month, so...
That's right.
Dave's already laughing just because he doesn't want to be associated with this.
Distance myself.
The people who see a lot of comments said, "Oh, I hope Dave is full time." You know what? We're working on it. He's just—he's a tough—he's a tough negotiator.
Make him an offer. Tough negotiator. You know, it's better, Dave. It's better than the Atlantis. All right, buddy.
Listen, my home—my home turf of the Atlantis.
Yeah, that's his home.
You'll never find him. He's very good at hiding. So, Black History Month, give us some facts there, Quarter Black Garrett, because no one else can give them.
I mean, yeah, it's all on me.
Yep.
It's okay. Mm. Rachel Dolezal made history as being the first transracial woman.
Not true.
And she asked, what, how dare you? And she actually changed her name to the Nigerian name, Kachi Amir Diallo.
Yeah, and you know what? That's actually, that's...
That's 100% true. That's 100%
true. This is 100% true. I followed Rachel Dolezal completely. I watched the documentary on Netflix, all of it, and now she's shaved the front of her head clearly to do the whole, like,
what?
Like she's doubled down on it.
That's part of her culture.
And she's unemployed. She's like, I can't find work. Well, have you looked outside of the United Negro College Fund? Have you looked outside of the NAACP?
That's where her skills lie.
BET News host.
Oh, my God. So she got a Netflix special after being, you know, revealed to be a liar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I don't understand. Listen, I give her credit. I think the transracial thing makes far more sense than the trans thing.
I think as long as you look like Travolta in Battlefield Earth, you're really giving it up for black people.
She's
Have
like,
you seen that? Forrest Whitaker looks like a coward.
You know, my dad was actually offered, because that was shot in Montreal, my dad was offered to be an extra because, you know, everyone there is like 5'6", they're all French.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like, oh, your starting point is 6'2½", so we'll put you in these platforms. And then he was too tall, he would be taller than Travolta. So, and then like, it was like 6 weeks of filming, and I remember once we saw what the film was like, thank God. Even
though
he just would have been an extra in the background.
He should have done it for the story.
He wouldn't want to run the risk of someone being like, was that Pops Crowder? Like, no.
You don't want that IMDb credit.
Deny it 3 times before the rooster crows.
Oh.
He's got shoes on his knees like Dorf on golf.
So
John
terrible.
Likes that.
Do we have the video? This just says overlay. Okay, we have the video. So one thing I wanted to be clear. A lot of people were saying, hey, I think you might be unfair yesterday with Biden saying, sticking like the Blue Angels when all of them went straight into the earth.
10 out of 10.
Ouch.
The ER N-word at a Munich conference.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Susan, would you YouTube? Don't take my word for it, right, LeVar Burton? And then it's like he points to a bunch of. He's like, I'm not qualified. Here's a 6-year-old. I like the pop-up book. It's a book. Reading Rainbow. Aren't you the host? Shouldn't I take your word for it, LeVar? I don't know. Go put on your stupid glasses. So don't take my word for it. YouTube captioning. We did not do this. The auto captioning confirms repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
And I was surprised that the captioning actually included the entire spelling of the N-word.
Yep. Really?
Well, here, let's roll the clip. This is YouTube captioning on Biden's speech from our show yesterday.
I'm eager to hear next.
Oh, he just dropped an N-bomb.
Yeah, hold on a second. I know what you're going to say. Not a word whisker, but it's a bad whisker. Here's just a case for those who missed it.
Niggered here, next. Niggered here, niggered here.
Oh, that's a word whipper. That's a hard D.
There you have it. There you have it.
So, YouTube, thank you for saving us from a lawsuit from you by being you.
You watch. They will find a way to sue you for this.
All right. We're not going to be spending too much time on a whole lot else because we have 20 addresses to get to you today and explain. And then we have more coming down the pike. But, of course, if you are watching this and if we get banned, you can follow us. You can the podcast, right? A lot of you don't know. It's on Apple. It's on Android. You can go there. Just leave us a rating. It helps. And you can listen when you're on the road. And if nothing else, it's a live show Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. That way you don't need to rely on subscriptions. And the best thing you can do, just comment, guys. Comment, comment, comment. That's the best thing you can do on this show. That's if you want to do one thing to help us, just leave a comment. Yeah. It could be about Gerald's awful Seth Cohen polo under a half-zip hoodie, early 2000 emo look. Comment on that.
This isn't emo.
So here's something else.
Need some eyeliner.
Do you play bass in a screamo band?
Yeah.
I do.
Do you cut your wrists just to watch them bleed?
I just want to feel alive.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Doesn't help.
It is weird people do that to feel alive.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to end up dead.
Don't judge, Dave.
It's almost counterproductive.
Yeah,
one really. Would think, yeah.
Yeah, just do drugs.
Amen.
No, don't do drugs.
Here's something that happened yesterday, too, before we move on to what likely will happen here with the vote. YouTube, speaking of good old YouTube with the captioning, YouTube, you know what? Think of using, by the way, just an asterisk.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt.
With those words. Like, I use it in our private messages getting ready for the show where I say, hey, by the way, Joe Biden said N asterisk star, right. You know, at symbol R. Everyone's like, well, I think I know what you mean. But YouTube's like, just put the word in there.
Why not?
There are no black deaths.
I use it when I text family members, I love you.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's how you establish trust.
Yeah.
So YouTube deleted dislikes on recent Biden videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we have an overlay right here.
White House.
Yeah, look at this. And this is important to note because a lot of people say, well, no, hold on a second. There can just be likes and there are more likes than dislikes. No, they actually deleted dislikes.
Wow.
This is what's important. It's not they tried to plump up the likes, which sometimes we've seen happen in the past. No, dislikes disappear. So this actually, I think we have this from is it Epoch Times? Epoch Times?
Epic.
Epic Times? I never know how
Epic
to say
Epic Times.
The screenshots indicate 16,000 dislikes were removed after the adjustments. The five videos in the channel had about 14,000 likes combined with nearly 60,000 dislikes as of January 24th. The most popular president in history, folks. More votes than anyone ever. And this happened before, too, in the campaign. We covered it a long time ago with, I think it was the town halls.
Yeah.
Remember that happened?
Yeah.
Donald Trump's was really popular, and then Biden's was immensely unpopular, had a bunch of dislikes. And I always sort of look, I always take it with a grain of salt when people say, hey, we're being censored, because a lot of people just want to sort of deal with that. They want that drama. They want that heat. Yeah. But I looked at it, and it wasn't that there were a bunch of dislikes, and then it was sort of counterbalanced by a bunch of likes.
Yeah.
The dislikes disappeared as the ratio changed. And I've been on YouTube since 2006. It's never happened.
Well, 70% of the dislikes in that one that we just showed disappeared.
Yeah, they're gone.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was only
they slowly 8, climbed 000. Back up after that.
No,
right.
It's like it's a noticeable number.
And it's not like the internet keeps these images, you know, forever.
No.
So we can pull them up.
There's no way to reference it.
There's nothing scary about three companies being more powerful than the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and the Greeks combined.
Hmm.
No.
Crap.
All right. So my question to you before we move on, we're going to have some highlights from the Garland hearing, but today is really kind of a day where we are presenting to you some things that I've held in my back pocket, and I'll explain to you why we're just releasing it today. But my question to you is, what do you think is the most convincing evidence of fraud? Voter fraud in the 2020 election. Some people think that it's an algorithm, that it's a Dominion thing. Some people think that it's more about the double voting, the illegal voting, the underage voting, the dead people voting, addresses that don't exist, ballots arriving before they were sent out, right? There are a whole, the broken chain
that's
of custody.
Of
we've covered all of these. I don't think that you need the ghost of Hugo Chavez to create a voting machine to actually, when you look at a lot of these states, separated by 10,000, separated by 20,000, just the broken chain of custody is important.
Yeah.
And we personally had to travel out two addresses because we can't make the claim legally now, according to YouTube's policy.
Not at all.
Unless I've seen it with my own eyes. We did Google Earth, and my half-Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond, said, that's not good enough. And I said, I got to pay for a plane ticket? Bitch, you crazy as hell. And he said, that is what you have to do, and so we did it. But my question to you is, what is the most convincing evidence that you have seen relating to voter fraud? Okay.
Sorry.
We're going to go here into voter. We don't have that much time, and this is something I just wanted to spend some time with you. And folks, I do want you to consider joining Mug Club at loudwithcutter.com/mugclub because
do it.
The policy on YouTube is you can talk about voter fraud.
Right.
You can talk about mass voter fraud. You can't suggest that it affected the outcome of this election. Totally different. By the way, you can say that Donald Trump was a Russian pawn who was peeing on prostitutes in the Kremlin. So just to be clear, this, what I'm about to present, I hope we're in the clear because we have proof where we actually sent our own employees to these addresses and did the verification ourselves. But you can join up at Mug Club. We still have the promo code FIGHTLIKEHELL, $30 off. I don't think we're going anywhere. You never know. And the best thing you can do is just comment which one of the addresses we're about to show you do you think is the most egregious. And we're still working on a ton more. So let me explain this. Mike Lindell is being sued by Dominion, and we were looking at having him on the show. And just go with me here for a second, folks, because the problem that you have is some people will not accept any evidence that there is any kind of election fraud. And then you have some groups of people who accept any evidence wholesale. Look, I asked for access to some of these Dominion machines. We weren't able to get it. I think Mike Lindell is a good guy. But I will say, looking at the Rolodex of some of those votes where we did our own due diligence, they talk about addresses being switched. We did some research. Some of the IP addresses are fake. They're not real. And some of those addresses listed, some of those counties listed as having votes switched with Dominion, don't use Dominion software. And so right away, doesn't mean that it's all wrong. But if I can't have access to confirm it, it's not something I can go out and talk about. Now, what I want to focus on is something that I would swear under oath, penalty of perjury, what I'm about to present to you, because Dominion isn't needed. I'm not saying that nothing nefarious happened with Dominion. I just can't confirm it.
Yeah.
I can confirm to you that these people voted from it, who may or may not be real people, voted from addresses that do not exist. So just because I don't address some issue relating to voter fraud doesn't mean that I don't believe there's foul play. I do have to, unfortunately, hold ourselves to the standard of doing our due diligence and only confirming what we've seen with our own eyes. By the way, let's contrast that with the left. What does the New York Times have to say? What does MSNBC have to say? No evidence of voter fraud. Well, really? Have you looked through the voter listings? Have you gone to these addresses?
Right.
There's no burden of proof on them.
No.
There's no requirement of any effort. So we really are held to a different standard. And I think it's important to focus on what we can verify and prove. And then hopefully, some of this evidence at some point could be admitted. What I'm about to show you today has not been admitted into any court. And this is just what we had time to see. There are thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands. But I can't confirm it.
Yeah,
we just have those lists. Well, and every single one we went to, by the way, every single one we went to was bullshit. Not some.
Yeah.
You are seeing every single address we visited.
And this is what people should have been focusing on from the very beginning. The low-hanging fruit, the easy stuff to prove. Dominion should never have been the focus in the short time frame that we had. There was no way, even if Dominion is this nefarious system, like you said, you couldn't prove it in a couple of months. It was going to take a long time to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
This should have been the focus from the very beginning. We made it easy for mainstream media to go, oh, they're liars. Look, they say Dominion's, you know, well,
and
Castro.
And I will say this. I think that Mike Lindell, I think someone gave him some bad information.
Right, yeah.
Not all of it, but with the tracking. The hacking. Look, when you look at it, in a lot of those counties don't use Dominion software, and then you say that it's absolute proof, but I can tell you there's absolute proof that some of it is wrong, but they'll go to discovery and we'll figure it all out in court. But that's why right now we present to you our segment, Absolute Proof Beyond Any Doubt, that's super proof that for real.
That's, all right. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So let me explain to you what it is that we did, okay? Some of our brilliant researchers here, on a hunch, accumulated voter data from government websites, okay? We checked if the addresses were deliverable by UPS, and then we checked if there was a registered property at that address. So we're going to go through them, but here's a quick snapshot collage so you can just see, boom, 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 boom. So we're going to walk you through all of these.
Yep.
Wow.
We still have many, many additional addresses to visit. And again, we are starting from scratch. This isn't what I do, but lawyers, people who are involved with election integrity, they're not interested in doing this research. We've done this research. You want to sue it? You want to sue? Please make my day. Make my day. So to start this off, actually, we sent one of our interns, who at that point was in Nevada, to go look at some of these addresses in Nevada. So Junior Choi, let's bring him out here and have him talk about. Yeah, yeah, come on in, Junior Choi.
Aww.
Are you confused about where to sit, Junior Choi?
He is.
We did this in run through. Okay, you need to point on your headphones there. I love how he's sitting on the back pillow like a booster seat. It's meant to support his lower back, but he's using like a
phone.
He's
a pretty tall guy, too. You don't need the booster seat.
Did you know
that
when he was a child, he made those headphones in a sweatshop?
Oh, yeah. I knew I recognized these.
The pillow, too. Yeah, it's pretty good. Good for you. Handy boy.
Oh, boy. Well, I think this will be banned for entirely different reasons. So, Choi Jr., first off, we think you may be a narcoleptic and you don't know it, but we'll revisit that after we did the Asian rosacea.
Worth exploring.
What did you think when you were requested by us? We said, hey, can you go visit some of these addresses right away? Did you think, well, this isn't going to be a thing?
Well, I mean, like, I wasn't sure what to expect. I looked at some of the locations on, like, on Google Maps using the satellite mode, and I saw that a lot of them were empty, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to get as many as possible.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. I remember talking to his dad, Dr. Choi, where he said, you know, I saw the empty lot was flabbergasted. I was like, oh, well, I know. You know, it's like, if this is happens, like, you know, we become, if this is accepted, it's become a banana republic. Like, okay.
Oh,
the store, they have a great sale, clearance. Oh, no, we're talking about, I thought switched topics. Yeah, so let me give you one right here. We'll start off. We have a clip. This is Kelly Lynn. By the way, this is not doxing because these are publicly available voter rolls.
Right.
So other people out there can do this work, and you can probably do it more effectively than I can. Kelly Lynn Faust, 579 Jackson Avenue. Let's show the clip. This is where it is. That is 579 Jackson Avenue.
Empty
voted.
Lot.
Guess who?
There used to be a tent there, right? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe there was a tent. Maybe there was an acorn tent.
Could be.
Yeah.
Following.
Yeah. Or blood drive, where they actually just inject you with hallucinogens.
And steal your vote.
So that was just an empty lot.
Yeah, there was nothing really there. It was like a commercial area. There were some churches next to that, like a clothing store. Nothing else besides that.
So that's church's the address
chicken?
Is an empty church.
Yeah, it's an empty parking lot.
Right.
That's all it was.
Well, listen, one can vote from an empty parking lot.
Of course.
Why did you think you had to do? Let's go to this. Susan Ray Emery, 1732 Yale Street, apartment 409, right about now. Hold on a second.
But
there's nothing there.
That one's even detailed. It's apartment 409.
Lots of apartments seem to be missing.
It does. Yeah, it seems like how many? Where's apartments 1 through 408?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, if there's a fifth floor, too, it's all gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
I mean, listen, if there's been a horrible, if there's been some kind of a controlled demolition, like Tower 7, I'm just asking questions, then we need to alert the authorities. Because it's an apartment complex. Was there even an apartment complex nearby?
Yeah, there was nearby, but, like, most of the places near that actual lot were, like, houses.
Gotcha. David Blaine strikes again.
Well, yeah, Blaine made everything disappear.
It was Copperfield half-assing it.
Yes! Now I'm going to make this voter roll disappear. Do you know, he does his show, and it is unbelievable in Vegas, and then he almost always picks, like, a large bosomy blonde to make the disappear trick, and then he takes her to his private island.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Epstein Island.
Right away, he's looking for someone to disappear, and because he was looking, and he saw my wife, because she was blonde.
Yeah.
And then he looked, he was like, mm-mm.
I wandered in.
I want to take her now that she's pregnant and see if he picks her.
I wandered in because I will perform where he's at in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does it with the enthusiasm of a guy pumping gas. Like, he does not want to still be doing magic. It's just like,
pays the bills.
Here's my robot dad that's dead. Like, he just slaps things together. It's like, look, Jabberwockies are next door. You like dancing? Go do that.
Yeah. Although he did do that little alien, the blue alien thing the one time. And that was unbelievable.
It's crazy, but you just see, like, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's dead.
And he's doing amazing magic while not enjoying it.
Yes, exactly. He's like, okay, that's a 55 Cadillac. Blah, blah, no, it's not there.
Yeah, look at that.
It was there. No, it's not there.
Are you happy? Okay. Are you happy?
All right, I'm going to my island.
I know where it is. You don't.
Because you're idiot. Well, you guys, all of you see a couple of street magic specials. You think you know how it's done? Come out of here.
The guy who cuts himself and hovers? Ooh. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I couldn't sit in a block of ice switching out with a double every 4 hours. Oh, my God. Regular Houdini. Someone punch him in the oak plank.
The oak plank.
That's how he died. Got punched in the oak plank. Okay, this is another
in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yes. This is Susanna Maria Lopez, 1009 South 17th Street. Explain to me. And by the way, that's the paper from last week when you went out and did it.
Yeah.
And no more shooting vertical, Junior.
Yeah, Troy,
Junior.
Come on.
You're supposed to be technologically capable. What was that?
Well, it was just an empty area between like a commercial like square and a bank.
And did you check?
There's nothing there.
You checked the addresses before and after those empty lots to make sure that the address it wasn't like just moved.
Yeah.
So it just it's an address that does not exist.
It just wasn't there. There's nothing there.
Oh, it seems like I'm noticing a trend. Hmm. Okay. And again, no proof at all. You want to sue us? Say these are wrong. Come at me, bro. So
I'm alarmed by the industrial areas that a lot of this happens at.
Yeah.
I mean, mine will be later, but you're. I saw a pattern already.
Yes, you did see a pattern. And you shot yours in landscape mode. Thank you very much. And you're not even an intern.
Tasteful.
So, yeah.
Or Asians.
Every time you see one of these images and you see it in portrait mode, think 15 an hour.
Oh, gosh.
Fight for 15.
Stephanie Marie Ramelli voted from 221 North, and of course, unless otherwise specified. Stephanie Marie Ramelli, 221 North Spruce Street is where she voted from right about now. And that's the one, Marv. That's the silver tuna. See, what he's showing there is, explain to people what you're showing, because you're showing the address numbers there.
Yeah. So, like, the two houses I zoomed into were 219 and 223 North Bruce Street. And there was no 221 in between that. And I asked one of the residents who was actually, like, in front of his house at the time if he ever heard of a 221 North Bruce Street. And he says he's never heard of it, so.
Do you think, but now, did the person you asked, was? Do you think he could have been lying to you just because you're Asian?
Hmm.
Like, I'm not telling that zipperhead nothing.
Trying to invade, aren't you?
Trying to take my job. I saw Red Dawn.
I feel it's a different kind of neighborhood. Like, hey, you know how to please a man, boy?
What? Oh, geez.
Whoa. Hey,
okay. What? Can, you have like a gaydar for that stuff or something? What's going on?
That's just all of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Have you been to Vegas, Redneck?
I have not.
Oof. And which one of these would you say, by the way, is the worst of the ones that you had visited? Like, which one stood out at you? Was it one of the ones we've already seen, or is it one of the ones coming up?
Okay, one of the ones coming up, actually.
Okay. All right, so let me know when you say it's the worst one. So this one is Michael Travis Carmen voted from 215 South Casino Center Boulevard. And that's, I know you're thinking, oh, he voted from one of those buildings.
Field?
No, he's voting from the lawn, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no address.
Wow.
Yeah. Just in the middle of the grass.
Just in the middle of the grass. Voted, by the way. Now, just right now, we're going through like 20, 30 of your votes being canceled. If you live in Nevada, that cancel each one of these cancels out a legitimate vote.
That's insane.
I'm not going for a low-hanging fruit joke. Was that Mandalay Bay?
No.
For real? Okay. Because it looked a bit like Mandalay Bay in the background.
Well, I don't know. Why would that be low-hanging fruit?
Well, you know, the guy who shot all those people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really a joke so much as it's just dark. That's more of a statement on you.
Very dark. I wasn't trying to be dark.
No, well, you
I would never.
Are.
No, never.
He did cost
well,
us some
sooner
boats.
Or later, those hallucinogens from your teen years catch up with you.
They do.
By the way, are these people voting in person listing that as address, or is this mail-in voting on this one?
I don't know. It's some of the, I don't know exactly.
So it's just the roll. We these don't are the know roll. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, again, because right. a lot of these things aren't right. really available. People yeah. think that they've done hand recounts of the paper ballots where their signature. Right. No, they've done recounts of the tabulations in a lot of these cases.
Right. Yeah.
Which really, at that point, you just have to trust the machine. There yeah. need to be some hand audits, and this is not me saying that the you know the ghost of Hugo Chavez came in and entered a vote 15 times. What right. I am saying is there are errors. We know there's a potentially 3% error sometimes with these voting
yeah,
machines,
yeah.
and we know. Look. I don't think we need another boogeyman as it relates to a voting machine. No. We have the boogeyman of the SEIU showing up in the middle of the night with stacks of votes and not allowing poll observers in to the appropriate precinct. There is so much evidence. And what's been dismissed is not the evidence. It's right. procedurally. Or yesterday, they said the Supreme Court said, well, the case in Pennsylvania is moot. It's moot because it's after the election. It's moot because you didn't do anything before the
yeah,
election.
Right.
Like, well, it's over now. It's not because you.
And Clarence.
You made it over. Yeah. Now, don't yell. This is nobody's fault. It is. This is your fault.
This is your fault.
Yeah. And Clarence Thomas wrote a dissent on that saying, look, we missed an opportunity to basically make sure that everybody thought that this election was fine. And he goes, and we missed an opportunity to look into the legality of unelected officials changing yep. voting
and
laws.
And they said,
states.
And black men talking about equal opportunity again.
I'm not kidding. It was three comments later. It was somebody saying he would be whipping folks so Master wouldn't get tired from a black guy. And I'm like, seriously? Every time a black guy comes out and says something you don't like, he's yep. like yeah. the house person,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Come on.
The house yeah. what?
I didn't
the what?
Say it.
The,
I know you
the
can't
house
say
what?
I, the house Joe it, Biden word.
If yeah. you say it, YouTube will subtitle it.
That's a Joe Biden word.
Okay.
I don't like his
so
word.
So this is another one here. And let me know when we think we're getting to the worst one. This is Christina Joy Rayagopana. Hopefully I'm getting that right. Voted from 353 West Bonneville Avenue now.
Wait,
what was that house?
I don't know.
Did I hire?
I honestly don't remember. What
did
that
I hire
was.
A gay intern on Molly? Which actually just makes me want to party with this guy.
He's got the goods.
Bring that back up. Can you pause it? Because
oh,
it was so short. So no, we don't need to. Look. Okay, so there you go. There's the paper. What is yep. this? What is this? Explain this
okay,
to me.
So
Troy,
this
Jr.
is what I think is the worst one. So it was like oh, wow. right in a highway underpass. So
wow.
like, I was in the middle of the street, like trying to take this video. So I like didn't take it that long because there was traffic
homeless.
Coming
there wasn't
me.
Even a way to pull over.
Yeah, like there was nothing there. Like the closest parking area was like right up at the end of that, and there was a government building. But the thing is, all private parking, so I couldn't actually park there and walk down, or I had to park like. 20-minute walk away.
So potentially, that, so. Maybe we have to. Someone could have voted from that government building. May have been the address.
No. Like okay. literally, no, when no, I looked oops. It up, like when I looked it up on my car GPS and on Google Maps, it literally pointed to that highway, like underpass.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
oh.
kind
so,
of Toyota do you drive?
No, he's Korean.
Watch out, man.
Oh, so Hyundai.
Oh, yeah.
Hyundai.
Kia.
Hyundai.
Kia. Yeah. There
Kia?
You go.
For real?
No, he does. No. I think he drives something more expensive because
a little bit more.
Daddy's got money.
And from cash, doctor.
I'm also noticing a trend here. These names are. It doesn't seem like a lot of just straight up white folk names.
Why would
so
you
far.
Say that?
Because yeah, I haven't
what,
heard that.
Okay, why would you
Clarence
point that
Thomas
out?
Thomas the third.
Susana Maria Garcia. That's yeah. That's
sounds
straight up
me.
White lady. Right?
My teacher was Santa Maria Garcia. She was Irish.
That's not true.
I know.
That's not true at all.
I know. That's the trend of the day. People can vote and make stuff up. I'll just make stuff yeah. up.
Well, that's true, but it makes you racist.
My sixth grade teacher was a white guy named La Bufana.
My next door neighbor's name is John El Chapo, and he says he's white.
And he wears floral shirts all the time.
He's good friends with Sean Penn. Good friends.
It just makes you racist if you question these, because it's like, oh, well, you question all these Hispanic people's voting? Of course you would. You're a white person?
No, let me be clear, because Gerald is racist.
No.
I don't have a problem with the name Christina Joy Rayagopana so much as the vote from a place that isn't a place.
Right.
Yeah. That's yeah. really my major gripe. Yours is the level of melanin in the skin. That's okay.
That's not you a gripe.
Well, the no-fly list is very white. It's like, I am Joseph.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's just very, like my friend Bob Phillips is on it. Like, they're very, very specific with white names.
Stephen Hayes was on it, wasn't he? Because he was like a commentator
really?
Or something. No, Stephen
yeah.
Hayes, the political yeah, commentator. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. There was someone who was, I think Ted Kennedy was on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow,
the
yeah.
Name.
Yeah, when people say no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that, you know, I guess Ted, but can we also expand that to cars if we're talking, because Ted
yes.
Kennedy's on the no-fly list.
Yeah, was he going to drive that plane into a lake with a woman in it?
Yeah. And change his clothes and starch his
yeah.
shirt.
Gosh, I don't know what happened.
Oh, whoops, it was
brace.
An accident. And
okay.
then walk around a party like, I've been here all night, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah, yeah. Can you, hey, you were too sure. drunk to remember anything. You remember me being there last night? No, just tell them you did.
Someone stole my car and girlfriend.
Okay, here's another one. This one could go either way. And by the way, you can guys can comment. Is your mind blown yet? Because we have plenty of these. I just want to present these to you. Just comment which one you think is the worst, because we want this to get out to as many. So if you don't take the time to comment, and you can't do it while we're broadcasting this live, do it when the show is archived afterward. This is the one to comment on and start a discussion. And maybe you guys can do some research yourself. Anyone can do this. It just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
This one is Adele Bishop, who voted from 2175 West Agate. West Agate now. Pause it, and then Junior Choi, you can explain to us. So what is this exactly?
Okay, so I actually took multiple pictures and videos of this one because there was no 2175. So basically, the house numbers start from 2730 and end at 2834 on that street. So there is no 2175, and I looked around the other parts of the neighborhood, and there was nothing that went below 2730 at all over there.
Really?
So, yeah. So, like, 2175, like, when I looked it up on Google Maps, like, earlier, it pointed directly at the corner that leads into the neighborhood area.
Whoa. So not like even, not even a house number. I don't know.
Yeah, not even a house number.
And here's the thing. Just so you know, so you guys, if you do your own research out there, everything that we did on Google Earth checked out.
Yeah.
But I was, again, informed by my lawyer, I can't make the claim because we could do way, 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 way more if we just use Google Earth to confirm it. I was told unless you actually go there or have someone visit there and can prove that you can't actually claim it, you could be removed from YouTube or Facebook. So you guys could do all this research with Google Earth, and at least that'll give you a general idea. And then we encourage you to at least find some in your neighborhood. But don't take my word for it. It's in a book.
Back to reading.
Yeah, I have a quick breaking news update from Lily, actually.
Oh, really?
So we talked about Robin DiAngelo and Coca-Cola. And
whiteness. White Coke.
Mm. Try to be less white.
LinkedIn just took it down. They just took down
what?
The
took down the video?
The training video, yep.
What? Did LinkedIn, because they thought it was racist?
No, of course
that's
not.
That's all they've done. They haven't said anything.
So LinkedIn took it down. I hope they took it down because it's racist.
No.
Because they told you cannot say I'm not racist if you're white.
Right.
Which seems to me to be a pretty broad generalization about white people.
Yeah. I think Coke is doing damage control right now.
Yes, they're sweeping it like, under the rug.
Please help.
And it's all and all of their damage has had to do with white, right? Coke Clear? Clear Coke?
Crystal
Coke?
It is disgusting. That
was Crystal Coke? Yeah. No, it was Coke Clear, right?
Coke Wasn't two?
It Coke Clear? It was Coke Clear, and then they have a polar bear. I mean, that's pretty clean.
That's pretty white.
That's very white.
Why not a North American grizzly?
Yeah, well, that's why I want
Santa Claus,
that's why I drive white. Old Hummers, just because I'm tired of seeing the Coke polar bear. I figure sooner or later, you know, it's a slow death.
Yeah, you just want
they'll just turn over
on
their back.
Just want it to melt, and he's just reaching for his Coke as he's in the ocean.
That's what they do. They show these little kids, right, polar bears. And they show them as these cute, cuddly woodland creatures with their seals and their baby polar bears, right, clinging to an iceberg in an attempt to get our kids to recycle. It's just in the spirit of full disclosure, show those kids that same Coca-Cola bear tearing apart a baby seal, tossing his lower intestines across the Alaskan tundra. The kids want to buy an expedition really quickly.
Yeah, looks like they have a red bib
on.
It's
pretty red.
it is.
Sounds awesome.
A red bib like they went to a saucy crab shack.
Is that a spaghetti lobster contest?
All right, so another one. Gerald's going to hate this because it's ethnic.
He really is a racist.
I am not racist.
And he's tall and white.
Listen,
he's the personification of Coke Clear.
I have been accused of being racist recently, and I refuse to accept that charge.
He is genuinely the most racist person ever.
Swipe it from you, Gerald.
Before he shook my hand, he was like, is Landau a Jew name?
Right.
And I was like, it is, but I'm not Jewish. And he was like, all right.
Oh, my
And he
gosh.
Fist bumped me.
He wasn't sure.
That's because the COVID, right? Social distancing.
No.
Lawsuit.
When he kicked you in the nuts, that's because of the Jew name.
Correct.
Yeah.
Christina Joy Ruaya. No, wait. Did I already get through this? The Cupana? Didn't I already do that?
Nope.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
That's close, but it's not the same.
Wait, is it the same name?
It's the same name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, did you notice this?
It is the same name.
It's the same name. Hold on a second.
At two addresses?
I didn't. Did you know this, Austin?
No, I didn't actually
know. Okay, so the one. Go back to clip D. Go back to clip D. Bring up clip D.
All right.
That was, unless I have this wrong here, unless it was listed wrong, that's Christina Joy Rua Gupana, 353
Under the bridge.
West Bonneville. And this one right here is Christina Joy Ruaya Gupana at 4389 Escondido Street, clip F.
Can we confirm this?
Wow.
The music.
I'm not even in my car at that point.
Is that mandolin music?
It's got to be.
the camera.
Are you like an Uber rolling massage parlor?
Yeah. I'm not even in
That's
my
just
car
theme
there.
Music.
I'm not even in my car there. I don't know how that music is there.
You know exactly how it is. You're lying.
Okay.
Is there like Takea for Asians?
Hands down.
Let's make sure to check with Lily that I have this right.
Yeah, we're checking. Let's check.
And that it wasn't listed wrong because it's the same name at another different address. Now, explain that one to me. That was with the Escondido Street.
Yeah, so the Escondido Street one, I zoomed in towards the building number because it said 4386. Mm-hmm. And like I looked around for 4389, but there was nothing remotely close to that except for that one building that had 4386 over there. So I looked around and I couldn't find it. So that was the closest thing I found to that. So.
And that matched up with what we saw on Google Earth beforehand.
Yeah.
So again, we had to confirm it. Thank you. I'm glad that we have interns and people who are willing to do this because I cannot make the claim if we check tens of thousands through Google Earth. Hey, fair play. Hey. I can be removed.
You know who we could enlist for this to help us? I mean, if only we had the technology for this.
The UPS. Again?
UPS. Yeah. No. Wow. When has the Klan been known for their technological advancements? Like,
man, I don't know how to open this phone. How do I unlock my own phone?
Right?
That's a very good point.
We all think the masks were a nice idea. Yeah. Could have been done better.
Can't see through them too good for computer hacking. Yeah, it's hard. Real hard. I can't see, man. I only cut one eye hole in it. It's ridiculous.
But I am a grand wizard. Son of a bitch, I'm only a third level dragon. It's just a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons nerds who just were like, are you playing Dungeons and Dragons again? No, we're hating colors.
What happened? We lost the pieces, had to do something else. Just we are not playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Really, really, that giant cross we ended up burning was just a board piece that got out of hand.
Yeah. Look, we had to get rid of two and one.
I always play the cross. He's always a little wheel spindle. This guy's the boot. And then at some point, he just kind of got away from us. And I'm a grand wizard or something else. But you know what? My name's on the ledger. You about to say something.
I was going to say that UPS actually has technology that flags addresses that they cannot confirm exist. I ship out thousands of packages a month, and I get that all the time. How is that not possible for a state to go, hey, let's just plug this in real quick and see if that exists?
It's possible if they don't want to. What if they don't want to?
Yeah.
What if someone says, hey, like us right now, hey, we're doing your job for you. They're like, well, I don't want anyone doing that job, period. Oh, now
free
I understand.
Awkward.
15 an hour.
Got it.
Here's another one. Charles Delgado voted from 5512 Doe Avenue, and that's just an empty lot.
Yep.
Austin.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, nothing much else about that.
And then there's Stephen. Do we know if that is that the same name voting at two different addresses?
We're still checking.
Okay.
Still.
Maybe they might need to get Sada on the phone here. Stephen Philip Ping Pank.
Okay. All right, that's a name.
That
sure.
That sounds, first off, that's Philip spelled with one L and Ping Pank. That really seems like a BS name.
Yeah, if it's not real, you're definitely racist for doing that.
Yeah. I don't know why you're racist for thinking that. Ping
All about
Pank.
Race, this guy.
Yeah, Ping Pank. People are more than the color of their skin, Gerald. Ping Pank voted from 7801 Gomer Road now. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
So what is that exactly? That almost looks like it could be like an airport.
So Mr. Pink Pink over there.
he can say that.
Yeah.
It's okay for him.
He lives in that abandoned plane park.
But he votes every year.
It's glamping. He lives in an old half plane.
Yes. This is my cockpit. I sleep here. I vote from here.
Do my civic duty.
I poop here.
So what is that?
It's a little close. It's actually like... I honestly don't know. It's next to like a bunch of trucking shipping yards, and that part was like, I don't know, it's like a warehouse looking thing. That's all I could really figure out from that.
And there was no 70801.
That one area was.
That was the area.
Yeah.
Is there like a guy at a toll booth or something? Could he be voting from there?
No, nothing.
There's nothing.
The only people I saw there were on different lots in like shipping yards, like taking stuff and putting them into trucks and stuff like that. So
what if it's just underground crab people and we are being horribly discriminatory?
What if it's bird ground owls?
That's true.
What if it is?
Oh,
what if that's the natural evolution? We're laughing at ground owls saying that evolution has chosen them for distinction, but they're turning into humans, altering the course of our elections.
What if it's chuds?
So many possibilities outside of the post office didn't do their job, and this has been corrupted.
Hmm.
You decide. Don't take my word for it. Thank you so much, Choi Jr. We appreciate it. You can go back on to falling asleep or doing some other work.
Nice. I thought the most egregious one, like obviously
we still have more,
lot.
By the way, no, from I'm, Dave
yeah.
Landau.
Yeah, still got more.
And people watching, hit the notification bell if you subscribe because subscriptions don't work. Notification bells don't always work. So just watch us Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m.
Bookmark the page.
Just bookmark the page. Check in every morning.
The empty lot one's kind of, obviously that's really bad, right? If it's just an empty lot. But the one where they're like, but we'll just put a house between these two houses. Nobody will ever know.
Right.
Like, you can walk up and take a picture and go, well, empty lot. Okay, fine. Maybe there used to be a building 3 months ago. Yeah, fine, whatever.
Right.
But there's no house here.
Right.
It never existed.
No. I mean,
is he from Vegas?
He's Nevada sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see why I send the most muggable looking person.
Just walking around.
Part of Vegas. Well, you could give him a run for his money when you were driving through Detroit.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's true.
We had a hidden camera on him. I mean, we would have gotten footage.
That's true. You're more muggable. He's more huggable.
Aww. That's a good point.
Yeah. Like,
that's true.
You're very fun. But you do have a face that sometimes I just look at you and my fist clenches and I don't even. And I love you. But I just like, you know, it's just like, it just looks like it would just have a nice rebound, you know, where there's like that indent that just is satisfying and you pull it.
Is it hitting yourself because you want to kiss me so bad?
That's what it is.
Oh, I know what it
got
is.
A pretty mouth.
Got to beat the gay out.
That's what my doctor said.
Then he dipped him back into a cold bath with electrodes to his head.
Bite down hard.
I'll never watch Sweat into the Oldies again.
I promise. I'll watch it for the right reasons.
I have a correction
for that
second one. So the first one was Christina Joy, whatever. The second one, the Escondido address, the second one that we showed was Jody D. DuVernay.
Jody D. DuVernay. Okay, got action. Right. So look, we admit when we get it wrong, that one name there, but the address, still bullshit.
We were able to correct an error.
And now,
the name was wrong, but the freeway was actually
still there.
The freeway remains the same.
A voter.
And what's funny is if we hadn't corrected that live in time, Snopes would be like, mostly false.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's not who voted from this freeway. It was John Smith. It's like, okay, but they voted from that freeway. And that
No, but you know what?
We don't need to address the rest of it. Mostly false. I think I'm going to give this two Pinocchios. But hold on a second. Look, we just presented over a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make it three?
Oh.
All right.
That's how it works.
So then we just, on a hunch, decided Dave Landau, who is in the wonderful city of Detroit.
Yes.
Represented by a giant black fist. I don't think there's a more accurate monument for a city than the Joe Louis fist.
Right there in the middle of town.
Right there in the middle of town. And Joe Louis, of course, my favorite boxer. That's why we named Joe Louis after him. He's not in here right now because he's been a little bit antsy because he had to go to the vet yesterday.
Oh, no.
So he didn't get his wiggles out. So he's going to destroy everything.
Oh, okay.
I don't want him to just be destroying cameras in the middle of the show and go, shoot! So, yeah. So you were in
just
Detroit,
okay.
Yes,
to him,
and we sent you out to. You came in really quick because Detroit was a smaller area, so smaller area to cover, and you came back with like 10 of these that you just did in an afternoon or something, right?
Yeah, I knew some of the areas, so I just immediately went to those places.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of the ones like Lasser that I didn't get, they were over on the west side, but I assure you, there's not a building there.
I can tell you.
I may not have the proof, but when I saw it, I'm like, really?
Yeah, you're like, listen, this is enough. Just take this.
I seriously debated. I'm like, I just take a picture of any parking lot, and then if you check it, you'd be like, yeah, he's right.
So, the good thing is there are a lot of very vanilla white names here in Detroit, which actually makes it even more suspicious.
Yeah,
that's a little scary.
John Williams in the middle. So, John, we'll show a clip here. John Williams voted from 986. This is in Michigan, Central Street here.
Okay, 986 Central Ave is apparently a median. And then over there is a restaurant, so it's weird.
This is the very beginning for him, right?
Someone voted from the median.
And I did take pictures. It was a median. I was driving up and down the street, and there was a white lady shoveling. And I just wanted to pull up and be like, why are you here?
Run.
But it's in a little area called Mexican Town, which is pretty nice, good food. I highly recommend.
Is it largely Latino?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's the best food in Detroit, and at night you get stabbed, so it's authentic.
Yeah, it's nice.
To the
it's a twofer.
Really
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
and a little taste of Mexico.
But it's a median. I was looking for the addresses, and I'm like, it couldn't be this woman's address. driveway, and she just pulled in her driveway, and I'm like, is this address? She's like, no. And I looked, and it's right there.
It could be the median where they sell cocaine.
Well, I think.
Oh. You know what? Listen, do not judge. Oregon made it all legal. Detroit's not.
I should let you know that is not snow on the ground.
Yes. Oh.
Or dripping out of my nose.
This is known, Mary Anna Banks, Detroit proper. Mary Anna Banks voted from 18356 Maross Road.
7 mile, essentially.
Okay, so that's right. Maross. So is that kind of like Vernier turns into 8 mile? Yes. And Maross?
Yeah,
okay.
Maross and Kelly.
Now.
18356 seems to be an abandoned building.
Yeah.
Now, we did confirm it was abandoned, right?
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
it was
we're not sending people. Like, some guy just lives and just like, what? This isn't abandoned. I just like having three parking garages in my house. Yeah.
Can I do this?
Can't I do this?
No, what it was attached to like a Jiffy Lube. So I went into that place and I was like, oh, is this part of that? And they're like, oh, no, that's empty property.
Yeah. They found a homeless man in the elevator shaft. You're like, well, I have an elevator shaft. It's one floor. Where would we put the homeless man?
There you go.
He's a Biden voter.
It was a giant coffin of homeless people.
Oh man!
There was actually,
like you have to like press them in just to do the door.
Actually, did you hear about those babies that fell from the ceiling of a funeral home in Detroit? Like it was raining babies during a funeral.
No,
yeah, I guess they had just been keeping them up there on funeral layaway, and the ceiling collapsed.
Oh no!
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, that's for real. So yeah,
it
it's a
actually
real story.
Happened.
Well, I'm not joking. They found many homeless people in like elevator shafts at Grand Central Station.
Oh, really? In Michigan they do because they get in there and the water comes up and they freeze, but then they de-thaw on like cavemen.
And then they swing the state for Biden.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they vote.
Yeah, they vote. They vote. They vote. They vote. here's another one. I love these. Like, I don't know if they're actually, if you could find a Jean Sandra Connors. I don't know if you can find one in Detroit. But
well, it's funny because there's a street called Connors, so that bothered me too. I'm like, I've never met like Sarah Connor. I've never met any Connors. Sarah Connor. But for some reason, they're like, yeah, Connors. He lives over there. It's Jack Main Street.
By the way, please, everyone out there, just share this right now because we have no idea. Look, I'm trying to follow the rules as best as possible. Let everyone know in case this archive gets removed, I'm willing to stand in a court of law. Everything I'm showing you this right now.
And in all seriousness, it did disturb me the more and more I went.
Did you go to any where it was a valid address?
No.
That we didn't include? Because we just said, look, he was on his way here. We said, could you hit these first 10 that we have?
No, and I took a video. I don't know if you have it, but it's just of the area where I was driving to just show you. It doesn't look like a high voting area.
Well, you know what? You're not taking into account most popular president ever.
That's right.
Well, that is true.
That's the Joe Biden gets people off the couch. I have to vote from a toll booth, a manhole cover, something, because that man.
I drove by a house on Bewick, which we used to call Bewick My Dog, where I would get the bud. And ever since the legalization, it is fresh out of business.
Hey, by the way, look who's speaking. Amy Klobuchar, who co-signed on a letter with Elizabeth Warren to, I believe, the parent company of Dominion, that they believe that our elections were not nearly secure enough with digital voting. Yeah. Amy Klobuchar wrote that. Folks, we had it in a recent segment. You can find it at louderwithcrowder.com. Oh, also, every single image video here is available. You can go to louderwithcrowder.com. I think the link is below where you can watch these for yourself. Okay, so this is Jean Sandra Connors and May C. Canty. So two people voted from 560 and 600 Clare Point Street right about now.
Okay, behind me is 560 and 600 Clare Point. It's a building.
And I think you, afterwards, you're like, I needed to correct that.
I needed to correct it. It was an abandoned factory.
Okay.
And I took a couple pictures. It was an abandoned factory. And right on Clare Point, to be specific, there's a place called Clare Point Woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to go see. And there were houses. And they had these addresses. I'm like, oh, maybe it's that. But I then looked it up. And no, that's a very specific Clare Point Woods and Clare Point Street, two different things.
Right, two different things. Yeah, because some people try and, like a lot of people, there's also Grosse Pointe and Grosse Pointe Woods.
Right.
Yeah, and this is street-wise, though. But yeah, it's like that. Yeah, they do the two-name thing. But yeah, two people apparently live in this abandoned factory.
Wow.
And man, listen,
squatters' rights.
Well, you know what? I don't know. The industrial look is hot.
It is.
Yeah.
Could
especially
be a loft.
When there's no windows.
Right.
Yeah. Murder.
All natural.
Murder. They warm themselves up in the elevator shaft.
That's very true.
It's cozy.
If you lived in Detroit, you'd find shelter wherever you could.
Right, and then you'd get mugged in the shelter and say, I'm going to take my chances with the elements.
That's true.
I'm going to go out to the woods where the artists pin a pair of Dockers and say that they're rejuvenating Detroit. Yeah, they pinned a pair of Lois jeans to a tree, and then there's a meth fire. What's that area I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's like the can. They say this whole area is their canvas, and I drove through it. You can watch whatever old videos, and they someone just went and like Luther on the Catholic front door. They nail a pair of pants to the tree. Like, it's a wonderful statement.
Oh, you can look it up. It's the Heidelberg Project.
Heidelberg, that's it. Heidelberg.
They just take Jim Harbaugh. That's it. I mean, yeah, Michigan coach. So,
well, they nail just stuffed animals to a house, and they're like, it's art.
Art.
And I went there, and there was a meth fire that day.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
My friend,
that's every day.
He's from the Philippines. He went there one day and stole an American flag off one of the places, like a drawing of it, and ran. And then the next day was the most racist caricature of an Asian person of the flag. I swear to God. Like, it was such a weird, kind of creepy place. But then you met the guy who did it, and he was just so pompous. I'm like, I really hope they take away your funding.
Okay, we have another. I don't think. Did I do Marta Ray? No. Marta Ray Johnson voted from. This is, again, all Michigan. So we've just done Nevada, Michigan. We have more from Arizona, other states. I just don't. Do you want me to do this show, or do you want me to travel across the country? You let me know, because I can do this all day, and then the courts will say no evidence, and it's moot. It's moot because you made it moot. You're moot. Marta Ray Johnson, 750 Clairpoint Street, now.
Okay, this is 750 Clairpoint, and it just is. It's like a trucking company or a field in front of a trucking company.
And that's what it was.
There's no way someone voted from that field?
No, I would guess not. There was no residence on it. I made an igloo.
Did you?
I was about to say, it looks like
just be careful. Don't go in those because they're not safe. They're not.
Really?
I don't know.
Can't do apparently, it.
Not the way I build them, friend.
What, we can't say Eskimos? We have to say Inuit? Either way.
Is it Telsa snow Mexicans?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Either way, a whale is getting speared. So
yeah, there was it was a trucking company, and then that was actually separated by a fence, and then in front of that, it was just snow on the ground.
Right.
There's nothing in there, and that was that specific address.
Someone could time it where they stand in the yard and wait for Postman Pat, and then they go, okay, send my return thing, and thank you for the unrequested ballot. I don't know. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, because I don't want to get sued saying that it's impossible or illegal to vote from that lot. So you be the judge. Don't take my word for it. It's in a book. Let's go to Torrance Devin Martinez. Mm-hmm. Now, look, a little diversity. Okay. Yeah. Voted from 13. I can't believe there's still so many more of these. 1326 is a Shane Street.
Shane Street.
Shane Street. Now,
this is 1326 Shane, and it appears to be a field between two apartment buildings. It's a field.
There were rocks, though. If he did live in a rock,
that looked like some nice trees. A good spot to pin a pair of pleated pants.
Yeah, you could. It was definitely a nicer area, closer to downtown.
Yeah.
And then there were two apartment buildings that were not this address. And then right in the middle, this park is where apparently he lives and voted for.
Well, could there be a treehouse?
There could have been a treehouse.
Could be glamping.
He could live under a rock.
Could be glamping in Detroit, which is, again, the elevator shaft. You were about to say something, Tokanon?
Yeah, so I actually have an update on this from Sarah.
Okay.
It's funny, this morning she was like, can anyone please help me try and find a triple confirm the source that this man is a prisoner? And I was like, Sarah, do you have two sources? I think we're given, we can start with two sources.
This voter?
A prisoner?
He's
currently in prison.
Yeah. So, okay, we're finding this out in real time.
That's one source. Her second source was that all of these addresses that she sent us for Detroit are residential addresses. The residential address matches the mailing address, except for this one. The mailing address is like the county sheriff.
Oh, wow.
So bring up that overlay again. So this is from, hold on a second. So this is Torrance Devin Martinez. So we have two sources confirming, because his address is the county jail. And then now we have an arrest record right there, which would suggest, I think, he's probably still in prison. Yeah. And he voted from, bring back up, Clip L. So that's him.
Torrance. This is 1326 Shane, and it appears to be a field between two apartment buildings. It's a field.
Huh.
Wow.
Wow.
We're finding this out in real time. Again, this is only so there's only so much legwork that we can do. No evidence, mind you. No evidence, but that's a prisoner. So does that change your maybe if now you know that he's a convicted felon?
Yes.
Could have voted from that field. They're crafty.
Well, he was sitting behind me in the car.
Well,
that explains it.
Buy that lot. Yeah, I'm going to look good in that.
Yeah. Well, I do live here technically. I'm on break.
Yeah. Technically, I'm on furlough. Can you believe they do that shit? I'm not going back.
Give my ten and my fighting pit bull.
I just got a Ford in a dress.
Motherfucker. I just tell the motherfuckers it's a P.O. box.
I would sure like some of your wife's cornbread.
Oh, gosh. Well, so a prisoner voted from that address. And again, so that's two. We didn't even go through those, you know, the voting people who are actually incarcerated. Gosh, it's just the hits keep on coming. And again.
And there's more.
There's more.
Oh, no.
Alondra Ramirez and Elizabeth Gonzalez.
Two people.
This sounds like a BS thing, like Ramirez and Gonzalez. Those are the two names I always use when I write a Latino character.
I'm sure there are, but I did have a friend named Paul Martinez, but I've never met anybody.
No, it's Ramirez and Gonzalez. Ramirez and Gonzalez. But,
they all
Gonzalez.
Sound the same to him as what he just said.
No, Martinez was the last person.
Nope.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, it was. Devin Martinez. Yeah.
No, look at this.
Devin Martinez was the last person. Prisoner.
Trying to project his racism onto me.
He's trying to soften the blow. Like a helicopter that loses power in auto rotation. Fan up. Fan up, Gerald, okay? We're crying out loud.
He's the racist.
All right. Alondra Ramirez and Elizabeth Gonzalez voted in Detroit from 5102 Brandon Street now.
Okay, 5102 is either Brandon. 5102 Brandon is either a fence or an alley. There you go.
When did the shades come out?
Yeah. I like to pretend I'm Mac tonight. What's crazy about it is there's nothing behind that fence.
Oh, really? There's no house.
There's not a house or anything? It's like up towards the front, and it's not that property. And then there's like a Bible passage written on that fence, and then next to that is just an alley. And then the rest of the street is dogs barking at me. They were not happy.
They're trained to.
But yeah, right across, right behind me, I should have taken a picture of that too. It looked like a very abandoned home.
Right.
Mm. But right there, it is very eerie because it's just this fence with scripture on it and then an alley. And it has to be one of those.
And that's why I ask if you confirm because, there's that old song that there once was a lady who entered into what appeared to be an abandoned home in Detroit.
Yes.
I don't know why she entered what appeared to be an abandoned home in Detroit.
Right.
And now she died because you don't really know in Detroit the way some folks live. You think it's abandoned and you just walk in. When you see the saran wrapped syringes and tubing, probably best to Speedy Gonzalez out of there.
Yeah.
Who also voted from a field.
There's also the boy who cried wolf because that's how they pronounce wolf.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
They.
Giving Gerald a run for his money.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Let's, and look, we
I
can
meant
do...
all Detroiters, including whites.
Ah, yes.
Like, you got a wolf?
I think you meant that was a bad joke.
No,
that's
a good
what you
joke.
Hear in the, that's what you hear in the rap. What was it?
Solid joke.
Bruh, I'm a wolf.
I'm a wolf.
Get on your roof. Make it come down like reindeer hoofs. Something like that. It was like some Eminem rap, and there was some guy that came in who was really big and fat, and a person of color. Okay. This next one is the last one. We have more that we can get to you, but I would love to see you guys in the comment section, whatever work you've done, because some other people, we can't confirm, and we can't include it necessarily, because we can only include what we have visited with our own eyes. It's ridiculous, but you can all out there do your experiments with Google Earth, because Google Earth or Google Maps, we use a satellite view, it checked out on all of these. Yeah. Not a single one that we went out to visit, not one. Was legitimate, where we said, well, okay, so maybe the roles, maybe the issues that we cross-referenced here. No, every single one. This is the last one here. Is Alton Wesley Jenkins voted from 1404 Shane Street now.
Okay, this is 1404 Shane Street, apartment 1202, and it's the Coleman A. Young Community Center. Which is weird.
It's not that weird when you understand the history of Coleman
you
Young.
Know Coleman A. Young, it certainly fits.
Yeah, it absolutely fits. What? He was the guy who single-handedly destroyed. He said, y'all bad motherfuckers, hit 8 Mile. And he told everyone to leave.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he wow. took...
Community center.
Yeah. He's the one that put White Boy Rick behind bars for 50 years because he was basically dating his niece.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's he was the king of corruption.
Yeah. Coleman Young is he was the catalyst for why Detroit is what it is today. Well, actually, I think it was Jerome Kavanaugh, Coleman Young, but he's the really notorious one.
And also, there's a competition for king of the most corrupt there, right? King of corruption. That's saying something.
And then
Detroit.
Trump pardons him.
Yeah.
No, that was Kwame. But also, well, then there was Gil Hill, who was he was the sheriff.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, the chief of police.
Right.
Which, if you guys have ever seen Beverly Hills Cop, you know the guy yelling at Axel Foley in Detroit. That was the real chief of police.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. Because they're like, we can't actually get a chief of police that's as big of a dick as this guy. So they just use the real Detroit chief of police.
Perfect.
And you wonder why there are no investigations and why this doesn't make it to court. Well, look, that's the Coleman Young Community Center. That was the guy who established the legacy of who was in charge of Detroit. Good luck finding a balanced court. Good luck finding an unbiased judge. Good luck having a jury of your peers. Good luck getting any of this admitted to any court. Look, my point is you can go through the voter rolls, right, yourself. You could find, I guarantee you, tens of thousands in these important 5 states, hundreds of thousands collectively, okay? Well, actually, wait, hold on a second. Legally, I can't say that. I guarantee you. It's very, very, very likely. We have thousands that we haven't been able to visit personally. So if you live in an area where you can cross-reference that, hey, maybe, you know what? If we get a few thousand, maybe that's considered valid enough to warrant an investigation. But everything that you just saw today was never presented, by the way. This is something that I'm also pissed off about, okay, before we leave. And by the way, we're going to take your chat at Mug Club, and you'll get to see me go work out with the Hodge Twins, which was fun. Yeah, so that was when we went to the gym, boy with two mostly black guys.
Yeah.
What bothers me is, and I can't tell you what was going on behind the scenes. I can't tell you who we spoke with or where information was exchanged, but we did so much work to try and do, and thank you so much to Sarah, and thank you so much to Reg and Lily and people who helped us with this work, and Austin and Dave. I will tell you this. The fact that a lot of these cases have been dismissed procedurally is because people were lazy and didn't do their work. I looked at some of the evidence that was presented from people who we thought were in our... You know what? I'll just say it. People like Giuliani, people like Sidney Powell. Good people. Mike Lindell, I believe, a good person. But it was wrong. I was able to confirm that some of this evidence that they were presenting was wrong. For example, they didn't cross-reference death certificates. They didn't take into account that someone of the same name could also have died. Now, that being said, there are dead people who have voted. They didn't take into account people who had changed addresses and people, for example, underage voters who were of age and potentially being registered at a certain point but were of age when they were voting. There were so many errors that they made it easy to be dismissed. This is the issue with the Dominion evidence now. Yeah. I hate to say it, but I went through, and look, people out there who are also Donald Trump supporters, who are also conservatives, but have a modicum of technical capabilities, back me up on this. Those IP addresses weren't real, and some of those counties didn't use Dominion software at all. It matters to be accurate. It matters to be truthful because it makes it too easy for these things to be dismissed. Now, because the people in positions of control, because the people had rubes advising them with no accountability, the burden of proof on someone like me, an entertainment, a comedy host, in requiring me now to go out to these addresses physically with an image of today's paper and showing you that address for fear of being banned from the biggest platforms on earth. It's wildly unfair.
Yeah.
Of course it is not balanced. The law and the rules and the guidelines are not applied equally, but the back door to allow that to happen was the people who led you guys by the nose. There is mass voter fraud. There is evidence of mass voter fraud, but the evidence that was presented before and after January 6th, in many cases, it was just ill-founded, it was lazy, it was poorly done, and I will never lie to you. I may be wrong, But I will go to these lengths to try and make sure, to ensure that what we tell you is the truth, because I get pissed off when people who have all the money and all the PAC dollars and all the nonprofit funding just go, ah, it's good enough. Let's say 60,000 dead people voted. You're wrong, and now it's made our life harder, and anyone with a YouTube channel or a Facebook page or a Twitter profile harder because you screwed the pooch in not even double-checking your sources. Just look at this. Today, live. We said, is that person a prisoner? We had two verification sources. And Sarah, I love her. She's English. She's one of our researchers. She's like, oh, I think I'm getting a bit nervous if I don't have 405 confirming them. I don't know how much I need. Should it be 104? You have two. You have his address at the county jail, and we have the actual sentencing. Sarah, I love you, but don't overthink it, sweetheart. He did not vote from that lot.
And I do want to say that if people do look up the Coleman A. Young building, they will get an address. But the GPS, two of them, takes you to that. And the only other thing it could be is a median or a field across from the Coleman A. Young building.
I'm going for
so
the median.
So if people look it up, well, that's what they're going to get.
You know what?
Median.
Coleman Young would have wanted it that way, just as YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter want it that way. Speaking of which, we are going to go to LotterWithCutter.com/mugclub. Yeah. $30 off if you enter the promo code FightLikeHell. Best thing you can do is come. Are you pissed? Are you pissed that the people who are supposed to be on our side didn't do their work properly? I'm pissed. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having to fight an uphill battle and having people who are more interested in collecting checks than telling you guys the truth. Do you want to say I'm a paid shill because I say their information was wrong while I actually sent my own workers and went myself to verify these addresses? Okay, fine. Look, I will take the risk of being banned from any platform for the truth, but I will not take that risk by including people who don't have it and aren't interested in it. So, YouTube, thank you, but you know what? I think you know this is not bannable, and I know it really bothers you, but I don't really care. Everyone else out there, comment, let me know if you're pissed, but YouTube...